Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and happy Friday to everyone out there within the sound of my voice. Going to do a little volume adjustment here because, Lord God, I sound loud to myself. And happy birthday to all of my Pisces out there within the sound of my voice. And I haven't forgotten my Aries, but you all are a little bit later in the month. So happy to be today. It's Friday, March the 1st, 2013. I hope that you all are getting ready and prepared for the weekend. Most of you are like, Miss Cleo, I was prepared yesterday. Some of you were prepared from last Sunday. Uh-oh. But today, those of you who listened to the show and followed me on Podbean know that I had a regular episode that would occur called Some Far Out Shit, right? And since we're doing it on a Friday, and it's March the 1st, I thought we would call it Some Far Out Shit Friday, right? So we get a chance to kind of digest all of these things that are going on. So that's what we're going to be doing today. We'll be talking about a couple of different things. We will be talking about the predictions that Nostradamus made surrounding the departure of a pope from the Vatican, et cetera, et cetera. We will also take a look at Nostradamus' prediction about the war that so many are currently involved in. I just found it interesting that last year people misinterpreted Nostradamus' writings, and they did it for a full year, full stop, non-stop. If you went to the Geo channel, if you went to National Geo channel, if you went to this channel, the Learning channel, everybody had something about Nostradamus, and that Nostradamus said this and Nostradamus said that. And you all remember that I got on my show and said, hold up, I study and have been studying Nostradamus for probably close to 15 years. So I just want to spend some time and we'll chat about that. And then there is also some far-out shit that's kind of taking a buzz here lately. I'm not sure why, but we're going to talk about what you do and you don't know about the United States. And did you know that the United States is different from the United States of America, which is different from the District of Columbia? And then that they all are corporations incorporated and they are trademarked. So interesting. As well as, I asked the question, do any of you out there know why 60% of the Fortune 500 companies in this country incorporate in a tiny, tiny, tiny little state where there is just about 1 million residents? And it's an interesting dynamic as to why these companies choose to incorporate in Delaware. So I think you'll find all of that fascinating. And then as we bring the show to an end and I bring the beginning of my weekend to the forefront, I'll bring you up to date on how myself and my family are doing in light of our loss earlier this week. And then we're going to close the show with one more playing of the, although my manager's going to say, what does she mean, one more playing? One more playing of What If. I'm all about a certain amount of shameless promotion. However, we will probably take a break in the coming week to kind of move through. I just feel the need and the desire to just kind of step back from a couple of things. With regard to the show, I am finding that I'd like to continue to nuance it and really bring what I want to bring and what I see you all listening to. And so if I see there is a need, then absolutely that's what I will present. Please remember that you can always hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo, RealMsCleo. You can also email me here at the show on Blog Talk Radio. You can just click that little box there that says message, and it will allow you to send me a message that only I will read. And I do read all of my messages personally. I read all of my Twitters. I respond to Twitters. All of those vibrations, all of those things. And hey, Kevin, if you're out there listening, at Kevin Flack, let us know that you got the picture. You sent me a link, but I couldn't open it, so I was confused. What can I tell you? So we're going to go ahead and take a quick pause for the cause. I am going to warm up my vanilla bean tea. Doesn't that sound so apropos? We'll do a quick weather report, and then we're going to get right into the conversation. So we'll be back in two shakes. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi Master with more than 30 years' experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at www.westpalmbeachacupuncture.com. Have a special event coming up like a wedding, concert, a big week visiting for a very important corporate meeting, or just a night out on the town with friends. Looking for that right limo service? Then check out Live Limo. 10% off your first service, 5% off when you open a corporate account. You can contact them at 800-557-5154 or if you're local, 561-414-9686. Check them out on Facebook or you can visit their website at www.livelimousineusa.com. Live Limo, the most reliable luxury transportation service in South Florida. Ask for Carlos or Nadla. Tell him Cleo sends our love. All right, darling. Sorry for that. Sometimes I forget that my mic is still on when I open a drawer, so I hope I didn't screw with anybody's eardrums. My bad. I forget to silence it sometimes. Check it out. Want to send out some love and congrats to iVow Cure for Cancer. And they just launched at 12 noon today, Eastern time, their new website. So by all means, let's see if I have got the actual website breakdown here, because you know what happens in Twitter, it kind of goes into a, what do they call it? They shorten the link or whatever the case may be. So if my boss is out there listening, boss man, would you go ahead and hit me up and let me know what the actual web address is? But I can give you their handle on Twitter. It is at I, V as in Victor, O, W, Cure, C-U-R-E, the number 4, Cancer. All right, so hit them up. Go ahead and take a trip there. They also have a link to the website there as well. So by all means, go and check out the individual who founded iVow Cure for Cancer is Joe Grobes, and you can also follow Joe at J-O-E, capital G-R-O, B as in boy, E-S, and he is the founder. So by all means, unfortunately, in this day and time, you can put 100 people in a room and goodly 70 to 80% of them will be, they will be impacted or have been impacted by cancer. All right, check it out. We got somebody calling. I think it is. Might be my boss. Hold on. Hello, darling. You're on with Cleo. Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is.
Don't you love caller ID? How you doing, darling? I am so glad that you called me. No, because I wanted to give some shout out to Joe and talk about the website. Could you give that to my listeners and whatnot?
I sure can, and I actually have Joe that is absolutely thrilled right here looking at me. The site is i-valcureforcancer.org. That's i-valcureforcancer.org. And to spell it out is I, you know, the little asterisk hyphen, VOWCUREFORCANCER.org.
Perfect. That's excellent. Now, remember, that is a little bit different from the Twitter handle. The Twitter handle has the number 4 in it, just so I'm sure, for links purposes. So the website is .org, F-O-R, and then the Twitter handle is the number 4. Correct, Levan?
You're absolutely correct. The website.
And happy Friday to you, Joe, and congratulations on the website, and much love and much respect and much blessings for you still being here and making the commitment that you did.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. I appreciate all your support. And you supporting I Now Cure for Cancer and creating the awareness for my site.
You know, let me tell you something. I have been touched by it personally myself. And as I said earlier, you can put 100 people in a room and you will find that at least 75% of them have been impacted some way, shape, or form. And the only way to move through whatever the cancer may be is that we do have to come together as a collective and talk about the alternative ways. At least that's what I feel. And I'm not projecting that out on anyone. And I'm not saying that that's where Joe is necessarily coming from, but he's made a commitment. And if we all just take a moment to make that type of commitment, it doesn't have to be on the same kind of grandeur or size, but every little bit helps. My partner lost her brother to lung cancer. I have many dear friends and family members. And my sister, who just crossed over on Monday, my sister-in-law, also was a breast cancer survivor and victor, and that's not what took her away from here. And I myself, which I don't talk about it much, but I am a survivor and a victor as well. So it's an amazing thing, and I just want to say thank you. This is what I'm talking about, folks, when I talk about people taking a stand, getting up and getting it done. So enough respect again, Joe, and I wish you and Levan a fabulous weekend.
Great. Thank you so much, and I wish you a great weekend as well.
All right, darling. All right, boss man, you got anything else to say to me?
No, I just want to thank you for your support. This today has been an amazing journey for Joe. 2013 is going to be an amazing year for all of us. So I, again, thank you for your continued support. I know that you are huge with supporting local small business entrepreneurs, and I tell you, this one fits right in the hands of that. And I can tell you, he will do all he can to bring faces of lung cancer victims to the forefront of everything we're doing. And I just want to thank your listeners for just taking the time to not only support IVAL Care for Cancer, not only supporting conversations with Cleo, but just really supporting us as a whole, because we are truly here supporting our communities.
Love that. Absolutely love that. In any way at all that you all know, and Levan, you know, and Joe, I want to make you aware any way that we can. I got a big mouth, clearly, and so I'm always willing to put it to use for a very good cause.
And we appreciate that.
I know that you do. All right, my dears.
I will tell you right now, you have Mr. Groves in tears right now.
Oh, God love you. Oh, bless your heart. Honey, don't start crying, because Lord Jesus, Lamb Divine, will both be boohooing on the air. And I think, And so I laughed through my tears, but I love you, sweetheart. You are phenomenal, and we all appreciate you. I know that lately I have been on a big role to make sure that each and every day that I make a very deliberate motion to tell the people around me who deal with me continually, who love me in spite of myself, how much I appreciate them. And that is new people that come into my vibration as well. Each and every time we meet a new soul, we meet a new individual, our life grows exponentially. And for that alone, we need to be joyous, because if we ain't growing, then we're doing something else, see?
That's right.
So you all have a delicious one. I hope you stay tuned in. We're going to be talking, like I said, today's show is some far out shit Friday. So we're going to talk about some far out shit. So I'm going to go ahead and head that way. And you all, like I said, have a great weekend. All right, my dears.
You too. We appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I cut Joe off. I didn't mean to. Baby love, I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, I kind of get that button hits, man, and I'm on my way as I'm having I'm having a hot flash right now because it got emotional. Anyway, which is, Ms. Cleo, well, you know, you're in Florida. No, actually, let me give you guys a weather report, man. It is cold here right now. And I know a little bit further up the state, it's even cooler. They were saying that we were supposed to get to 71 today. I don't imagine how it's going to happen, seeing as I check the weather at this immediate moment, and we are barely at 60, where are we at, 62, 63. We get our hottest heat here in Florida around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's 2:46. We are not coming anywhere near 71 today. So folks in South Florida, some have on shorts, you know, they're not natives, but those of us who live here on a continuum, I've got on a turtleneck, I've got on clogs, I've got on leg warmers, I've got on an undershirt underneath the turtleneck, I've got a head wrap on, and then I got the little beanie to keep my head warm as well. I have a friend, and I had on gloves earlier, and I had a friend who was like, where the hell are you going? And I said, right here. You know, I'm not always open to the chilly. I got up this morning and I said to my partner, I said, it's a little nipply outside, you know? Okay, I know it's a cheap joke. What can I tell you? It's Friday. You all know it's been a long week, so the fact that I'm even holding on to my sanity, I'll take it. It's probably because I don't have much to begin with. Now, you know, we were talking about Nostradamus, and here's where Miss Cleo is coming from. I have been studying Nostradamus, like I said, for almost 15 years, and what I study, as I reach for the book, and all kinds of shit flies out of it. I use this one particular textbook, and it was written probably about 30 years ago by Jean-Charles de Fontboune. I'm still working on my French. But it is called, entitled, Nostradamus, Countdown to the Apocalypse. Now, I'm not so big on the title, but what it does have is all of Nostradamus's quatrains in it. And so I bought the book, and it looks like a very well-used textbook. And back when I bought it, it was $16. I think now it is pricing out at about $25. So it's about $10, $11 more expensive now. However, what I took the time to do is to point out four very, very prominent quatrains that deal specifically with the resignation of Pope Benedict. And so, well, Ms. Cleo, why are you talking about this? Here's my issue. Last year, like I said, they talked about Nostradamus until I was ready to pull out my hair because there was just so much misinformation out there. And now I find that we have something as significant as the Pope stepping down. Not the Pope dying, his step he quit. What the Rastafari can happen, right? So I thought, I'm going to go and I am going to flag, not that they weren't already flagged, but flag them in an order so that I could speak to you all about how many times Nostradamus references these events in his quatrains, all right? Now, I say, well, Ms. Cleo, how come he just didn't write the shit down? How come he just didn't make it clear? Why does it seem to have to rhyme? And it rhymes in French to begin with, which also loses a little bit in the translation because we're talking about something that was written 600 years ago. And so definitions of words are different. Just like 20 years ago, definitions of words are different, 50 years ago. So we're talking about 600 years and change. Now, personally, myself, I find it a bit ironic that we haven't had a pope step down for the last 600 years and Nostradamus put pen to paper 600 years ago. You say, again, Ms. Cleo, you're not answering our question. Well, the answer is that Nostradamus actually would have gotten in trouble. He had been ordered by the king and various assorted important people to cease and desist with his prognostications, which is another word for predictions. And he was also named a soothsayer, which is an old, old, old word, and you can actually find it in the Bible, specifically with reference to Daniel, Meshach, Abednego, Meshach. So you can find that word, soothsayer, very, very, very old word. So these were the things that he was labeled as. Now, Nostradamus was uber intelligent, so the man did so much more. However, comma, the fact that people will sit down and try and disparage Nostradamus's predictions, here's the deal. It was 600 MFN years ago. And the fact that the cat gets as much right as he does, you want to disparage? Well, that's just foolishness. You understand? And here's the sweetest part of it. Is Nostradamus in his quatrains references how many times people are going to dismiss what he says? Trust this boss. So, let's go ahead and just jump in here because I'm going to try and not get too excited about the fact that, wow. So the first one here is we're going to go to chapter 2 in the quatrains. And we are going to first read quatrain 15, all right? And that'll be in chapter 2. And it speaks to the fate of John Paul II. Successor, all right, which would be Benedict, the one who has just stepped down. Bear in mind as well, many people are all a flutter about this, and what they're talking about, they're not quoting or misquoting Nostradamus, but they're talking about, is this going to be the last pope? Is this going to be the last pope? Is this going to be the last pope? And here's my issue. I'm not willing to say this is the last pope, even based on my extensive studying, because of the lyricalness and the riddle and the code of Nostradamus. This could be the last one now, or the one coming may be the last one. And then there are also some additional quatrains that speak to a foreign pope. So it's not as if the Catholic Church is going to fall and burn to the ground, as there is a prediction, a couple of them, with regard to the survival of the Catholic Church. What I seem to interpret based on what Cleo says and what I've read is that the Catholic Church as we know it not going to look anything like we know it now in another 10 years. So, now the first quatrain, as I said, it is chapter 2, quatrain 15. So I'm not going to read it in French because that might be a bit futile, and I need to get my accent better. So I'm going to read the interpretation, all right, as I have it. However, I do have the French in front of me as well. The death of the Pope, the comet, economic ruin, Italy's restricted areas. That's the full title. I started to observe more closely this particular quatrain in February of 2005. Interesting. So, a little before the Pope is killed, the church will have had two brothers, and the comet will be seen. Public money will be squandered by land and sea, and Pisa and Asti and Ferrara and Turin will be forbidden areas. All right? No. Say, okay, well, what the hell does that mean, Miss Cleo? All right. I'm going to break it down. A little before the Pope is killed, all right, the church will have had two brothers. Now, the interpretation by Jean Charles is that that references John Paul I and John Paul II. So a little before the Pope is killed, we are now talking about Benedict. So there is a couple of quatrains that reference his assassination, all right? Now, the timing of this and the way that, because Nostradamus was also an astrologer, the timing of this is we are talking about a comet will be seen, all right? Now, again, a comet can be many things. We did indeed see that large asteroid, and then there were meteor showers. I need to make you remember that part. So if we're looking at astrological astronomy events, then here we are. Now, I'm going to take you from quatrain 15. Well, say, Ms. Cleo, well, why did he write about something more than one time? Again, I do believe that based on what I have studied of Nostradamus is that they were split up, they were truncated, they were put in different places, his quatrains, in the event that there was damage, they were found, etc., etc., etc. So he was a bit repetitive in what my perception and interpretation is, and that of others who have studied him even far more extensively than I have. Now, the second quatrain that references the Pope's departure is in, again, chapter 2, quatrain 41, all right? So this is verses. So when I say quatrain, I am talking about the verses in the poems or in the rhymes that he wrote. This is the title, and again, I'm not reading from the French. I am reading from the English interpretation slash translation, all right? A comet visible for 7 days, an appeal for help from the British head of state. The Pope leaves Rome. All right. I'm just going to stop there and talk about that title, because I'm going to send some of you who love to go down a rabbit hole, I'm going to send you down a rabbit hole there in www.itccs.org. This is the entity of international individuals, or entities, if you would, who have sentenced the Pope, the Queen of England, and the Prime Minister of Canada to 25 years imprisonment for crimes against the church and the state. I'm going to set you all, go on, read it yourself, etc., etc. The reason that I bring that up is because I look here at a quatrain that I started to take a very close look at, probably also back in 2005, and I make myself little notes in my book that say pay attention. So here is the, and I visited again in October and November of 2007, trying to place the event based on events going on in the universe that we had knowledge of. Now, the interpretation goes as such. The comet will blaze for 7 days. The sky will display two suns. The British leader will howl all night when the Pope changes countries. Now, if you all have been following the departure of the Pope since the original announcement was made, you will recognize that originally, he was supposed to be possibly going home to Germany to live out his life with his brother, all right? And then that changed up. So, at least for the time being, and I personally believe, and many people personally believe, that is because there is a warrant that has been issued for his arrest. And just as an aside, also on that site that I just gave you all, these these individuals, the Queen, the Pope, and the Prime Minister of Canada, are supposed to turn themselves in on March 4th. Otherwise, policing agencies will go after them. Now, I haven't vetted this, and I'm sharing it with you once again only because of what I am reading in the quatrains. So they've changed. The Pope is going to stay put. Now, the fact that they have also sentenced the Queen of England, I find it quite interesting that it speaks to the British leader will howl all night, which, I mean, is upset, crying, tumult, etc., etc., etc. So, the comment, though, is the part that is interesting to me. And we have not seen it visible for 7 days. There has not been one visible for 7 days. So where I come from is like, I wonder if, there is something going on out there that they are not telling us. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to go run down that rabbit hole, I assure you, and see what is going on with regard to any comment that may be visible. They just may not be talking about it. But that is a very succinct, very clear, even piece of code. Now, the sun, the sky will display two suns, which means that that comet should indeed be visible to us. And who knows? We still have a whole bunch of things happening. There is the spring equinox, which is yet to occur. And that is a very, very significant event with regard to much of the movement from last year, the old book, the year before, the completion of the Aztec calendar, or at least that portion of the calendar, the Mayan calendar. So understand, people, that there are a lot of circumstances all unfolding at one time right here. No, Cece, you can't get up in mommy's lap. Stay there. And you're up in my lap anyway. So if you all hear heavy panting, it is not me. It is Cece. So she probably wants a treat. And I think that's probably a good time to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to come back with the other two quatrains regarding Pope Benedict's departure. And these are a little more forward. These come from Chapter 5. So we are moving a little bit possibly forward in time. It's hard to say whether we are talking about 2 years or 20 years, but I just would like to share the information with you all. So I'm going to see what kind of treat Miss Cece would like, and we'll be back in two shakes. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call, 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but the meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. White Apron Catering, elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic, and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985. In Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway, and tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. You know, sometimes I tickle myself. I'm so silly. You should have seen Cece's face. I was sitting here. She heard I had silenced my microphone. Remember this time? And she's looking at the computer and she's looking at me and it's like, "Mommy, your lips aren't moving, but I can hear you talking." She's a very expressive dog. You know, she has all of these interesting facial expressions. So I know she makes me laugh. She's also the best medicine I can ever imagine. So I love her and I am forever telling her that and very grateful for her. All right. Back to the Pope and Nostradamus. Eh? All right. Let's see here. Which one is the first one? All right. We have got chapter 5 and quatrain 15. All right. Now, the title on this one is The Capture of the Pope During a Journey. The Assassination of His Favorite. Now, that one's not nearly as clear. However, here is the interpretation. The great pontiff will be taken prisoner in the course of a journey. The pope will die after that, and the clergy will set up a tumult. He who will have been elected second, being absent from the Vatican, will see his goodness weakened and his favored friend of humble birth will be killed. Now, that one is interesting. All right, so we're going to break it down here a little bit. The great pontiff will be taken prisoner in the course of a journey. Let's just start there. I still believe, based on what I have read in the quatrains, that while they have said that Pope Benedict has gone to Castel Gandolfo, which is like a summer home for the popes, he will be staying there for a short period of time, and then they're going to bring him back, I'm assuming on helicopter, to a part of the Vatican Gardens where I believe there used to be a nunnery. They're doing some renovation, a little HGTV. And they are going to be allowing him to live out his years there. At least that's what they are telling us. I do believe at some point in time that he may decide to move about the cabin a little bit more freely. But for right now, he will stay in the safety behind the walls of the Vatican, which is a sovereign country. This is why I'm a little bit confused by this whole dynamic that policing agencies are going to come after these great leaders. So I find that interesting. The Pope will die after that, and clergy will be set up a tumult. So tumultion, upset, this, that, and the other. Again, keep bearing in mind that these are older words that they use. Now, he will die, which there are other places in the quatrains where Nostradamus references his assassination. He who will have been elected second, talking about John Paul II, everyone adored him, being absent from the Vatican, which means he is not there, will see his goodness weakened. So all of the amazing work that JP2 did. And I, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a practicing Catholic. I was raised Catholic. I'm actually a recovering Catholic. But I have to tell you, if there's ever been a pope that I looked into their eyes and I saw goodness in this man, that was JP2. I saw goodness in that man. And many people that I know would agree with me, despite the fact that they are not Catholics, you know what I'm saying, or that they have a rift with the Catholic Church. You could just tell the man's energy was very, very genuine. So this clearly is after his death, and the work that he did has just kind of been swept away. And he will see his favored friend of humble birth be killed. So we probably also have one or two other individuals who are players in the whole game, if you would, for lack of a better word. I, again, like I said, I perceive that this may even be a political ally of Pope Benedict's. So it will be very interesting to watch that evolve. So bearing in mind that it is going to be quite interesting. And this political ally does not have to be a European political ally. So again, Nostradamus wrote things in a way to protect himself, but also to inform. And I think many people thought that there was only the Da Vinci Code. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. Now, let's see. That was the visible. We talked about the comet, and then we talked about the capture. And then we have, so that, and then the last one here that I am going to review for you is chapter 5 as well, quatrain 57. And I looked at this back in 2007 and then have brought myself currently to it. And the title of this one is The Pope Leaves Rome and Italy, The End of His Reign. Now, for the last 600 years, popes have been dying in the Vatican. They've been dying in their pontiff seat. So the fact that Nostradamus says end of his reign and leaves, I don't know. 600 years, this has got to be the first time, right? The fact that he knew that, gotta love it. Here is the interpretation. He will leave Rome and cross the North Italian mountains because of him who will lead his army towards a tunnel. Between two rocks, his possessions will be seized. After Provence, the renown of the son's work will fail. Again, this speaks to similar vibrations in the last quatrain, because initially, when it was decided that he was not going to go to Germany, the next idea was that he was going to go to one of the seven mountains in Italy, or the seven hilltops in Italy, which is also known as the Northern Italian Mountains. Now, I got to figure, they read Nostradamus too. And the fact that we are talking about, you know what I'm saying, him not making the trip successfully, or that he, and again, let's bear in mind where Switzerland is, because when he says the tunnel, talking about that tunnel, the Switzerland. Switzerland's not that far, my dear, from Germany. So I do believe, based on the quatrains, that perhaps not in the next 6 months, but they will be trying to move him quietly. And I do believe that there will be some tumult around that movement. And again, this quatrain reinforces the last one, although this one speaks to the seizing of Vatican assets. Now, that's been a buzz and a murmur out there in the media as well, not having anything to do with anyone referencing Nostradamus, except for myself at this point in time that I've heard with regard to that. So his possessions will be seized as well as the Vatican's. And after the arrival in Provence, France, and all of these events taking place, once again, the son's work, and by that they mean JP2, the son of Peter, any pope is considered and labeled a son of Peter, or Peter, all right, because Peter was the first pope. The son's work will fail. So once again, things that may have been put in place, whether we know about them or not, by JP2, has been undone in this reign of Pope Benedict. So it will be a very, very interesting vibration to watch all of these stories be vetted. You know, right now, at least the stories that are on the internet, because I've just found too much foundation, entirely too much foundation and truth in the quatrains. So personally, myself, I will rely on my quatrains. Now, one last one here, and it came out of chapter 2 as well. Chapter 2 has a lot of writings on the Pope as well as chapter 5. But this is the death of the Pope at Lyon, the left in power. Roman Pope, do not approach the town which two rivers water. All right, so they spoke differently. So Roman Pope, do not approach the town which two rivers water, which is Lyon. Your blood and that of your followers will flow near this spot and when the left gets in power. All right, so I don't know if there is a new election afoot or new movement in the political in France. I have a hard enough time keeping up here. And Spain. Roman Pope. So we are not talking about JP2. He was Polish. And so we are talking about Benedict, who is, you know, and Roman Pope. Do not approach the town. And even by Roman Pope, let's understand that Roman pretty much took care of all that was European. You understand? So the Pope is, mostly the Popes have been from Europe. There are quatrains that we will deal with a bit later that speak to the Pope being foreign. And that would not take much. What that would require, and I have said to you all before, with a couple of weeks ago when we did the show about can the Pope really quit, and three of the possible replacements are foreign by the definition that the Pope, for God knows how long, have all been of European birth and origin. So I find that a bit interesting. And like I said, I would invite any and all of you to go down the rabbit hole with me to see what you come back with. If you have any knowledge of it, hit me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo. That's at RealMsCleo. All right. And I want to give some love and shout out. I got a little tweet here from one of my food truck entrepreneurs. And you all know how I love my food truck entrepreneurs. They are my friends. I think they are fabulous. And so we're sending out some love at Monster Burgers. They are going to be, I saw where they were going to be today, and I'll go ahead and put that up and we'll retweet it back out there. But mad love to them always. I think they are adorable people. And I'm waiting to go try one of their burgers because I would like to perceive myself to be just the tiniest bit of a burger aficionado of some sort. And that even includes veggie burgers. So if you all are hip to where a really good veggie burger is outside of Mother Earth, I'm always opening to hear about it. But I don't want to hear about a turkey. I don't want to hear about a turkey burger or a veggie burger that wants to tell me it's something else. Just be honest with me because that works so much better. All right. Last quatrain, my dears, for today. It is Chapter 8, Quatrain 77. I find that to be an interesting number. And when we went to war back in 2001, I became very curious about how long this war would last. And I found this quatrain, and it is entitled The 27 Years of War of the Antichrist. All right? I personally think that could have been Cheney, not Bush. Cheney, you heard me. From 1999 until 2026. Here is the interpretation. The Antichrist will soon annihilate three countries. The war he will wage will last 27 years. Opponents will be put to death and prisoners deported. Blood from the bodies will redden the water, the land will redden the water. The land will be riddled with blows, missiles, and bombardments. All right. Now, I don't even have to work with you all. We don't have to guess. We know what this is. Iraq, Afghanistan, and I have question marks for myself next to Iran. Because clearly that's already been taking place, and clearly Nostradamus indicates 1999. Now, certainly, we did not enter into war until the end of 2001. And I'll leave it at that. I think it is something that we are going to begin to do as we move through this year, 2013. We're going to have ourselves a Nostradamus check-in whenever I find that the signs become eerily close to this individual's predictions. And I'm not even willing to say that Nostradamus was from here, because if you ask me, he probably wasn't. So in light of that, I just say to you all, you know, if you get a chance to get out there and possibly check out what is going on, there are a number of books. There are a number of places online I can't vouch for. There are a number of excellent writings about Nostradamus and his quatrains. And the interpretations and the deciphering can differ. What I have done and continue to do is I also have a French translator. So what I do is I take the quatrain in its initial verse in the poem, and then I will translate that. And then if the reference is still difficult, there is a deciphering key that is also available with the book that I utilize, which I explained to you all, was written by Jean-Charles de Fonbrun, the best-selling definitive edition of The Prophecies of Nostradamus. It is not light reading, my dears. It is some intense reading. It can be disarming and a bit troubling, but you cannot get stuck in only the negative. You do have to step back and read the quatrains with a very different kind of vibe and a very, very open dynamic. Now, here's the deal. I wanted to talk about some of the other far-out shit happening out there. Unfortunately, we are probably going to have to stay that until Monday. I could go ahead and do another 30 minutes, but I'd be off of the air, and I would prefer for you all to enjoy me live when you can. So we're going to stop there for today, and I promise we'll pick up some far-out shit on Monday, and we will go over some of these vibrations about our current union that, again, seem to be getting a lot of buzz with regard to whether our government is government, our corporation, or both. The answer is interesting. And I think it will lead to a great deal of understanding about how we get to where we're at right now and why we cannot seem to get our quote-unquote leaders to play nice or to even act or conduct themselves as a team with us being their focal point. It just seems to elude them. But I think there is some interesting insight to share as to how we got there and how K Street became K Street. But what I will do is give you a bit of a teaser, and I will ask all of you out there within the sound of my voice, whether you reside in the U.S. or not, were you aware that the district, which is the District of Columbia, which is Washington, D.C., were you aware that Washington, D.C. is not governed by the laws that they write on a federal level? Interesting. Here's another quick one. Ooh, Bustamin, about 25 years ago, there was actually a bank for the House of Representatives as well as the Senate. So Congress and Senate had their own bank. And what began to happen was that senators and Congress people, excuse me, were writing bad checks. And they were bouncing like rubber balls. And when this came to the media's sensibilities, and of course, keeping in mind that we didn't have any of the technology that we have right now, people were gobsmacked. But guess what? Most of the check fraud writing law is either federal or state law. If that had been you or myself or anyone else, we would be up under the jail and we would have been facing charges of monumental proportion. However, no one would have taken a bad check from us for $20,000. All right? That would not happen. So it is interesting. And understand, those laws can put you in jail. You can be sued. You this, that, and the other. Those congressmen, those senators, they never faced not one single solitary charge. Google it, my friends. Me, I'm not make it up. And there's a reason for that. So we're going to be talking about that next week so that it makes a bit more sense, because we have to educate ourselves, my dear. Otherwise, we're going to find ourselves with our ass flapping in the wind, and there ain't going to be no Vaseline in the nearest county to help us out, all right? Sorry for the visual. I'm just saying. And I want to take a moment here, very important to my heart, to say thank you to each and every one of you who reached out to me. Thank you for your prayers, your thoughts, your love, your healing energy that I know comes at me as well as at my brother and my family. My sister crossed over as a result of a massive heart attack. We did get that information back. And I'm talking to her every day, and I can hear her, and I think she's a hoot, and I think she's very honored by the fact that she has made it on the airwaves. She always said she wanted to stay in the background, so I just refuse to do it now. And for those of you, last night was a tough night for me, and I didn't sleep much. I slept maybe about 45 minutes. I had a long conversation with my brother, and he said some amazing things about his wife, and that made me cry. And not tears of sadness, just tears of beauty for the kind of relationship that they had, and hope and wish for any of us to be able to make those kinds of statements, the kinds that he made about his wife and the love he had for her. And in a nutshell, Reader Digest version, what he said was the best thing that he ever did in his life was loving and marrying his wife. And 40 years of a relationship, that's a pretty powerful statement. So it choked me up, and before long I was crying, and then he put me off the phone. No, he did it with only love. Then subsequently sent me a little bit over the edge. I am up today, and I never went to sleep, so making it happen and thinking about her and loving her and celebrating her and sending energy to both her sister as well as to my brother. I often have to remind myself to breathe, because sometimes when we get wound up and we're just trying to get through, we'll hold our breath and we don't even realize that we're not giving ourselves an opportunity to breathe. And so we get a little lightheaded and it all gets to be too much. But we're going to move through the weekend, taking it one day at a time. And again, as I said, as a result of these in my personal life this week, I am making certain that the people that I love and the people that love me, that I am being ever so joyous to tell them, one, how I care about them, two, how important they are to me, and three, how much I appreciate them being in my life. So, my dears, I want you to have a beautiful weekend. I want you to grab those people who are immediately nearby, give them a hug, tell them how much you love them, and those that you haven't talked to in a while that are living far, far away, reach out to them before they're living really, really far, far away, because that's how I visualize my sister now. She's just living really, really far, far away, and I still get to talk to her. I just may not get to see her for a while. And sometimes she might come visit me in a dream, so I'm looking forward to that too. Peace, my dear. I love each and every one of you.
and I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in. Check back with you on Monday.
At the end of a long day, I like to retreat to the veranda in my backyard, stare up at the sky, gaze at the stars, drink a little wine, smoke a little something sometime. I open my mind and my heart to all the possibilities. And one night I thought, what if all of this is one crazy experiment? What if there is no heaven and no hell? What if we are not alone? What if dogs come from another planet? What if canines